Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Trusting that you see me through.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Apostle Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by the Women Unified in Christ today. We have a very good topic on we'll be talking about today. Feel free to hit one on your keypad when you would like to say something on the topic, and I can see you from my switchboard, and I'll bring you right on. And before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this afternoon lifting up you, dear Heavenly Father, because it's not about us, it's all about you. We want to say thank you. Thank you for who you are and whose you are. Thank you for every caller that have called in or will call in during this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you to come forth like never before on this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be what you would have it to be. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, our topic is, how valuable is wise advice? And we're going to be talking about different aspects of advice. You know, how do I evaluate the advice, and how do I give good advice? And, you know, some people always seem to have special advice because they have a special advisor. So we're going to be touching on different parts of the advice today. And some of our tag words we'll be using in the broadcast today is decision, the will of God, wisdom, and evaluate. We may have others, but those are some of the main keywords we would use. So as we start off today, what should I do? You know, this is a commonly asked question in an age of conflict and claims and confused direction. Many search for wise counseling. It seems harder to know what to do these days. Maybe that's why counselors are in such great demand and advice, well-meaning direction that lead to destruction. Of all wisdom, God's wisdom is the best, for his is given with a perspective of eternity. Who among us would not like to talk with someone who knows everything that will happen tomorrow or ever tomorrow to come? We would do well to seek advice more often from the source of divine wisdom, which is God's word. And our first scripture today we'll be coming from, talking about advice, is why do I need advice from others? That's one question. And why can't I just rely on my own advice? That's another question. So anytime you want to step in between, just feel free. We're going to come from Proverbs, the 12th chapter, and the 15th verse. And the word of God said, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. That means we have to seek counsel on a lot of things in our life. We just can't take things for granted or go to Bobo Sam Sausage Head and all this kind of stuff. We better seek wise counseling, and we start off with seeking with God. You know, it's the recognition of our own adequacy. Foolishness is thinking we have it. It is wise to recognize our limitation rather than to discover them at the wrong time. Here they're letting you know, the word is letting you know, that we need wise counseling. No matter what problem, what situation you're going through, I'm going to say today, I'm not going to jump to tomorrow because God knows about tomorrow. But just today, you may need counseling on something. Go to God and let him help you with it. Then if he gives you somebody else that has wise counseling, a counselor, a teacher, a woman, a man of God, then you do that. But always take your problems, your troubles, or whatever you're going through, go straight to God in prayer on it. And as he take you through that, he will let you know who you can talk to or who you need to be in contact with. You know, how valuable is wise advice? I'm still in Proverbs. I'm going to go to Proverbs 25. Let's see what that scripture says. Proverbs 25:11 says, a word filthily spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. You know, timely advice is as lovely as golden apples in a silver basket. Timely advice is not merely helpful, it is beautiful. It is not merciful. I mean, it's not merely beautiful, but it is valuable. Timely advice as lovely as a golden apple in a silver basket. You know, that is in the Word of God. And timely advice is not merely helpful, it is beautiful. And you know, I know you said, why you get on that topic today? Because every day we seeking advice and counseling of others, especially women. We need advice on what can we do with our children. We need advice on something that's going on the job. We need advice on our healing. We trusting in God. We reading healing scriptures. We praying. And then someone will come along and say, well, have you tried this? Did you try that? Did you check that out first? You know, we always need advice on something on this side. We need some advice. And I know you're saying, well, why do I look for good advice? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. Let's turn over to Genesis, the 6th chapter. Let's see what the Word of God is saying on this particular question and see what answer we come up with from the Word of God. And anyone can want to say something, just feel free, because this is for all women to come on. And if any men come on, because there's some men who seek advice. All men don't pertain to know everything, but some men do seek advice. But I know women, and being a women ministry, we always seeking advice in ministry, in the Word of God, or something where we could do better. We don't want to beat ourselves up, but sometimes, you know, it's good to have someone you can go to. We talking to God and we dialect it, but sometimes it's good to have that neighbor, a relative, somebody that you have some confidence in that will sit down and give you some answers that you didn't even realize. You know, over in Genesis, the 6th chapter and the 9th verse, it is speaking of, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. How many of you out there today are walking with God? Noah was a righteous man. He consistently followed God's will and enjoyed a close relationship with him. Are we like that, women? Are we constantly following God's will and enjoying a close relationship with him like Noah? You know, I went over to Titus, and I picked up something there in Titus. Let's run over there to, turn over there to Titus and see what Brother Titus is talking about. See if we can get some understanding with Titus and see exactly what's going on in Titus. You know, he was saying everything is pure to those whose hearts are pure. You know, we have to seek advice from those who are faithful, godly, honest, and trustworthy. They can be counted on to give you counsel that comes from God's word. That's the best advice I think I can give to everyone today. You're going to seek and get advice for somebody that is faithful. They're faithful with the word. You see them. You see their life speak for them. You see they're living with God. They're doing things God's way. You see they're being honest with you. They're not beating around the bush. They're not just going with no anything because somebody said this or somebody said that. And they're trustworthy. You can trust them. You tried it. You done seen it. And they can be counted on to give you good counsel that come from God's word. And, you know, I went over and I said, that is so true. Because when you go into people, you don't want to just go to know anybody. You want to go to somebody that's going to be able to help you, that's going to tell you the word of God, going to give you some scriptures, and tell you what thus said the Lord. And when you do that, you will find out you won't go wrong because you know they're trustworthy. You've tried it. You have seen it. It's a proven factor. They're living by the word of God. And so when you see that, you say, well, you know what? I seen the life he or she living. I saw what she told someone, and I saw it came to pass. The advice is exactly what they needed. So, you know, that is so true. Somebody that's honest, trustworthy, someone that's walking with God, that's who, you know, you don't just want to take advice from just know anybody. They're going to have to be done showed and proven themselves just like a friend that they know what they're talking about. And God will instruct you to on that. So let me see another scripture we can go to. 2 Chronicles. Let me turn over to that. I know it's going to be talking about Ahab and Asaph family. We're going to turn over there and see what they're talking about. And you know, over in Psalms 1, while I'm thinking about it, 1 and 1, let me turn there, then I'll keep on back over to the other scripture. We're talking about advice today. You have to seek advice from wise counsel, not just know anybody. They're going to be going to have to prove themselves through the word of God that they can speak in your life. They have went through some of the things you're going through that you need some answers to. Or they have experienced a counselor by trade or by what God has. You know, over in Psalms 1:1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit it in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of God, and in his law does he meditate day and night. That means we're going to meditate on the word. We're not just going to take no anything. We're going to meditate on that thing. We're going to pray to God. You know how we do. We go back and forth with ourselves. You know, should I do this? Should I do that? Okay, God, what should you say? Because, God, I want to be in alignment with you. And so, you know, we find ourselves doing that. You know, I went to 1 Samuel also. And it's saying by 1 Samuel 3 and 19. You know, the degree to which people will listen to us is determined by the degree to which we have wise counsel. For them, if you want people to listen to you, you yourself must listen to the right advice. Like Samuel listened to the Lord's counsel, read his word, and heard what he said. There is no wise counselor than he who knows every moment of every tomorrow and know how you will fit into those moments. That's God you are. Only God knows that every moment that what's going to happen. Nobody but God, you all. And that's how we have to put our trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when you think about that, my. Somebody can come on if they want. I'm just pulling up with some more scriptures so I can tell you what does say the word from the scripture. Because I want to give everything by scripture. That way, oh, good, I have, goody. Have somebody want to come on. Hold on, ladies. Okay, you're not on the air.
Hello, Apostle Pastor Walker here.
Yes.
I'm listening to you, and my mind went to David and Nathan as a different way of giving advice, because I like how Nathan went and let David for himself see the mistake he had made, and by that way he learned, I feel he understood better what his mistake was and repented from it. So the counseling, sometimes the counseling can come like Nathan did. He can bring it to you, and then you just listen to what they're saying, and then you can think about that advice. You see the wisdom, because David quickly saw the wisdom of that. And when Nathan said, that man is you. You know, everybody, I think, knows the story about the rich man coming in. He wanted to, the man wanted to feed him, and he took one of his, I'll just say the poor servants, capped sheep and cooked it when he had plenty of them, and this man only had one. So he's talking about, you know, when he's talking about Uriah and Bathsheba and David. And I like the way he brought that counseling to him, because that's another way of giving you counseling. Just put the story out there and let you see it for yourself. Because sometimes you don't even see what you need to know.
That's right.
Until somebody brings it out. And the way he brought that out was it was a good teaching. And I know Jesus did that quite a bit with some of the people that he encountered. He would tell them the parable. And that's where the teaching came in, and the advice would come of how to handle a situation through the way he would bring it to them. And I do have to say this. I had a very smart person tell me once, pray about it. Apostle. You always want to rush and go do something. Slow down and pray about it. God, and wait. So that was some very good advice I got from you. And sometimes I hear you in the back of my head. Telling me, wait, slow down, pray about it. So, yes. Well, I have some very good godly women in my life who have given me some sound advice to help me on this journey. And you're one of them, Apostle, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for coming on sharing, which you did also from the Bible, and I know others on the line are listening. I see my switchboard is lit up, and if anybody else would like to say something about advice, all you do is hit one on your keypad, and if you'd like to call somebody, call a friend, cousin, neighbor that maybe want to hear this today, the number to call in is area code 646-716-43. 8-9, and just pass the number on to them. You know, I have someone. Oh, praise God! I have another person. All right. You're not on the air.
Praise the Lord, right ahead. Everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. I am so grateful for this topic tonight, because we cannot make it in this life without wise counseling. That's why the Word of God says, "Surround yourself with wise counseling." Proverbs 19:20 says, in an NIV version, listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end, you will be counted among the wise. Looking for wisdom is wavering and showing the ability to make good judgment. These are the kind of people that we seek out. mm-hmm. based on their understanding of the word and their experience. So my advice to anyone and everyone, seek wise counseling, but above all, pray. Go before God and ask the Lord that you may make wise decisions, because there's whatever your decision is, if it's wrong, there's consequences. So by all means, make wise decisions so that others that may want or need your help can depend on that you have already gone before God. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Carla. Thank you, thank you. You know, over in Proverbs 12 and 15, I'm going to read what the word says. I think I had read that one earlier about the way of a fool is right in his own eye, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. You know, here, if you think you know it all, you know, you've come across a lot of us that's on this line today, women, have come across some people that they know it all, no matter what you saying or what you tell them. Oh, I got it. I know. You know, you always say that. I know. And don't know their head from a hole in the ground. And if you think you know it all, you probably know less than you think. If in humility you recognize how much help and counsel you need, you will likely seek it and get it. No one wants to waste time counseling a fool. The Bible speaks of a fool because the fool doesn't want counseling. We all enjoy sharing wisdom with the wise, and when we do, we discover new wisdom for our own needs. Proverbs 14 and 7 tells us that we should stay away from fools if we are looking for wise counsel. Now, that's what the word said, ladies. Not Apostle said it. That is what the word is saying. And, you know, a godly give good advice to his friend, and they won't lead him astray. Someone that's godly, somebody that's leading, you know, we come up across things every day in our life. And we just jump on the bandwagon because somebody else did it. Well, wait a minute. No. Did God tell you that? Did you go before the law? No, I didn't go before the law. I prayed about it. I know this. You know, I hear some people say, I don't need to pray about that. I know what to do. Oh, no, wait a minute. How you know, did God tell you don't pray about it? You need God's help. So how you going to say you don't need his help? How you going to say that? You know you need God help. You need somebody help. And it best be God. Because you come up to in your life with some big situation. A lot of people want to go out. I'm just throw out today some example. You want to buy a house. You've never owned a home. You don't know the first thing about buying a home. You don't know how much money you need for a home. You need to seek wise counseling. Go to God first. Is it time for me to buy a home, Lord? What should I do, Lord? And if God come back and tell you, yeah, well, God, give me wise counseling. Give me the right realtor. Give me the right person that will show me through paperwork and everything what I need to do, how I need to go, what do I need, and how do I go about doing it and getting it. I'm just using that for example. A job. I'm going to go to jobs now. Another example. You have a good job, but both Bobo Sam Sausage Head and Mary Lou come by. They call you on the phone and say, girl, they paying good over at Robert Earl Place. And you say, oh, yeah, well, what they paying? Oh, girl, they paying $22.50. How much you making over there? Oh, girl, I ain't making but $15. Oh, well, I better let them know. I'm going to come. When can I put my application in? You haven't seek no wise counsel. You just heard what Sally Mae and Mary Jane say about the job. You quit a good job with all your benefits on it. You run over there, fill out an application. You may not be qualified for the job. And then all of a sudden you start, wait a minute. God, where, right where you are, your boss come and say, Sister Q, I've been seeing how you work. I've seen your productivity. I've seen the quality of your work. And that we have some incentives we business start. And I want to list you as the first one. And this job may consist of traveling sometime. And I want you to think about it. And then your response will be saying, well, for me to switch where I'm at and do something different with more benefits, how much you going to pay me? He say, well, we starting off between $25 to $26 an hour. But you done jumped up and went over to Mary Lou to get that one for $22, and right where you are, God had a blessing for you already, but you jumped ship. You didn't go before God to get wise counseling. I'm just using that because a lot of people do that with jobs. Just because you're making $10 or $15 an hour now, and you've been praying to God, you don't know what God's going to do on that job where you at. He may make you a manager, a shift leader, a supervisor. But you heard what Mary Jane said, just because she's making $22 now an hour and could have been making that all the while, but you're going to run over there. You're going to tell the man you're going to put your 2 weeks in, your two-week notice in, and you're going to fly over there. I was brought up to that field always look greener until you get there. You know the cow out there in the yard, I know he's sitting there looking, oh, there's some pretty grass over there. I need to go over there and graze. But when they kind of find out, he get over there and find out that grass is darker through his lens or his eyes, he thought it was greener. He had green pastures. So any problem, any situation, I was just throwing hypothetically little things out there, women, that we like to jump on. And let me get right down to brass tacks on, how about ministry? That's a good one for all of them. You know, they're doing so-and-so over there. They have a praise team. They have Sunday school. They have a band. They have all kind of stuff over here at their ministry. Where you are, you may not even have a piano. You may not have a praise team. But you got Jesus over there, the anointing there, the Holy Ghost is there.
Amen.
You run over there because you thought it was so good. When you get over there, you done left your anointing.
Mm-hmm.
The glory cloud ain't over there where you was at. The glory cloud was there where God was going to bless you right where you are because he wasn't moving fast enough for you. You jump and run over there to Sally Mae Church.
Oh, no.
And when you get to Sally Mae Church, you see all the trouble, all the problems. You see everything, and you run over there with blind, without looking, without praying. You had blindness on your eye. And when you come to find out, you see so-and-so at the church you done left because God didn't tell you to leave now. I'm talking about for those that jump up and leave and say, God, they need help. They want this here, and they got this here. And when you get over there, you find out it's dead, it's donut. You're going to hell from the pew in a picnic basket. There's no word coming for great big old sanctuary, all pretty, everything laid out. But Jesus ain't nowhere to be found in there.
Amen.
And when you think about it, that's when you, women, all of them, you want to pick up your legs if it would fit all the way to the back of you and kick your own self. You say, Lord, I left from where the Holy Ghost was at. I could go in time. I hit the door. You could feel the anointing. I come over here. The usher is mean as a junkyard dog. Folks don't want to move over when you need to sit down. If you got to run to the bathroom, they rolling their eyes. They over here as a showstopper, a show place. God, please forgive me. I didn't ask you. what I should do. All during the pandemic, churches was closed. A lot of people wanted to go to church. A lot of people didn't want to be on. But then I said, well, God, you opened the door for us to go on Zoom and on the phone, on Facebook. But my thought in my head kept going to the word of God say, don't forget to assemble yourself with other believers. Everybody come on Zoom don't mean they saved. Everybody that's on that telephone don't mean they got a prayer life. Don't mean they seeking God just because they dialed the number. So you have to think about all those things before you get up running. Get the advice of God. I always tell people, no matter what the question or problem they ask me, first I say, have you sought God on that? I'm not going to just give you no advice until God tell me what to give you. And it's up to you to use it after God tell me what to tell you. And that's why where I'm at now, I thank God. I prayed, and God took me and showed me where to go. Everything that I need was right there. And I said, God, and they were all of us on the same wavelength. All of us have the same mind. All of us have the same ministry where we can intertwine with one another. We know how to treat each other. We know how to love, like the word say, love each other. But here you was over here in this great big 5,000, 1,000 folks. From the pulpit to the back door, from the side door to the other side door. They're doing all and everything. And up there in that seeking wise counsel, they're just going because it's a big name, a showstopper. But we better be and do what God have called us to do and be where he said us to be. You know, I went over to Proverbs 25 and 11. Let me turn on over there right quick and see what Proverbs 25 and 11 say. A word filthily spoken is like apples of gold. Here, two things we should desire to be, wise and to be the beneficiary of the wise. We should desire both, brother, to receive wise counseling and to give it. When we counsel others wisely, that cycle is perpetually in others. That means when God give you a work to do, stay there till that assignment is finished. Don't run off half-cocked on somebody else's assignment, because every assignment and our assignment, we got to follow and finish that assignment God give us. But we so quick, women, to run over there with Mary Lou, Jawpaw John, and all these folks. And God done told us what to do. And soon as things don't work out like we thought they were, what do? We go back to the law, and God say, didn't I tell you to do thus and so? Didn't I tell you to wait? You was in a hurry. I was coming in the season I need to be there. You know, Oven, how do I evaluate the advice of others? I'm glad you asked, because we're going to go now over to Chronicles and see what the word, the Bible is saying. That's why I have my Bible when I come to the line. I don't just come giving y'all ladies know anything. I have my Bible and have scripture and be wanting y'all to read them too, so y'all can back it up and you can read it for yourself. You don't have to take my word. Let's go over to Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, the 22nd chapter, and we're going to read verses 4 and 5 and see what the word of God is saying. Wherefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction. He walked also after their counsel, and with Jeroboam, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war against Hazael, king of Syria, Ramathgan, and the Syrian smock, Jerome. Here, we're talking about members of that family, their advisor, and they led him to ruin. You can't listen to everybody. Everybody don't is not going to tell you the right thing. Everybody ain't going to lead you the right way. So that means you have to go to God. Get wise counsel. The Bible tell you that. Seek wise counsel before you do anything. Seek wise counsel. You know, a lot of times people used to tell me when I was working, oh, Miss Sadler, I say, I'm so into the Lord to find out what he want me to do. I get up in the morning when I say my prayers talking to the Lord. Lord, what's my assignment for today? Where do you want me to go? And what do you want me to do? And I wait to hear what he says. I don't just jump up because so-and-so called me on the phone and say, oh, girl, they're giving away houses and land over there. Come on over there. Well, that ain't what God say. That ain't where he sent me today. I got to go where he sent me. So over in Matthew chapter 7, 10 through 20, you can read those verses at your leisure, but I have a few minutes. I'll start. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns, of figs, of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that beareth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. Well, here the Lord is letting you know, you can detect them by the way they act. Just as you can identify a tree by its fruit. See, if you walk into an orchard with fruits and you see a peach tree, you know a peach tree. And somebody else come and tell you that's an apple tree. You say, no, baby, this is a peach tree. Look, the peaches on it. You got to seek wise counsel. Over in 2 John 1, 9 through 10. Let me go over there and see what they're saying. I'm just giving you scriptures, and you may have some. I had picked out a few. But we need, and if anybody would like to say something, just go right ahead while I'm getting the other scripture, because I want to hear from y'all ladies today on wise counseling. I still have you up. I don't have to bring you back in. I already have you up on my switchboard.
I was also reading in Proverbs 13, verses 14 and 15. It says the teaching of the wise is a fountain of life. It says good judgment wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful leads to their destruction. Then I flipped over to Proverbs 25:19 in a New King James Version. It says, confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a bad tooth and a foot out of joint. That's why it's so important to hear from God, and he will always lead you to the right person. Because we are helpless to one another. Sharpens iron. No one person knows it all. That's why we need each other in wise counseling. And thank you.
Yes, yes. Over in 2 John 1, 9, and 10 says, whosoever transgress and abide not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. And verse 10 says, if there come any unto you and bring not his doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. If you're wandering beyond the teaching of Christ, you will not have fellowship with God. It's important to seek advice from those who love God and have a good knowledge of the Bible. When evaluating, that word evaluate, their advice, check it against the truth of God's word. If it contradicts the Bible, avoid it at all costs. That means if it ain't lining up with the Bible, y'all avoid that. Don't stick with that. And I know a lot of you ladies are saying right now, you all always giving advice to somebody, to something or whatever. But I know you're saying in your mind, well, how do I give good advice to others? And I'm glad you asked. Let's turn over to Philippians. And let me get over there, Brother Philippians, and see what they say. Okay, Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. My. Here, you got to fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right. Think about the things that are pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. You know, in giving advice to others, have pure motive. Point to God's word. Don't use advice as an excuse to lecture, pray about what you want to say, and have the other best interest in mind. Words are like medicine. They should be measured with care, for an overdose may do more harm than good. You know, some people always seem to have special advice because they have a special advisor. Over in 1 Samuel 3:19, as Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and everything Samuel said was wise and helpful. People listened to Samuel because Samuel had something important to say. But Samuel had something important to say because he had a good advisor, the Lord God himself. So you see, when we go to God and get that wise counseling, and then he puts somebody else in our pathway that help us along the way with what he's given us and put in that person, you're going to know it. You're going to know it. You know, godly advice builds joy, while evil advice robs our joy. You know, all the joy of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join in with scoffers. You know, following evil advice leads to sorrow and dishonesty and disaster, robbing us of joy and satisfaction. God advice lead to good result, enriching our joy. You know, the ability to give wise counsel is a gift from the Holy Spirit, not the result of intelligence. 1 Corinthians 12:8 say, to one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, he gives the gift of special knowledge. And you've come across people that God have given gifts of special knowledge to give wise advice to another. But we need to seek God on whatever we do. Before you make any decision, even in your home, you want to tear something down and rebuild it, go to God. It might not be the season and the time, Oh, girl, yeah, I had a new bathroom put in. I have this walk-in tub. I have this and that. Well, you may not have the funds right now. Your place may not be set up to get it done like them. So seek wise counsel. Seek God before you do any major work, any major anything in your life. Don't just look at the situation, but look for the change that God will give you. You know, God will give you good advice coming from Psalms 32 and 8. And when we think about that, advice, we all are always seeking advice. And a lot of women are seeking advice and approval from others. And when people give them advice, some take it and some don't. But then they get mad when the person told them what to do or what the Lord said do. And they say, well, you didn't, wait a minute. Step back, Jack. Did not tell you what thus said the Lord, and you went and did what you wanted to do, and it didn't work out like you thought because you did it because you wanted to do it, not because the Lord told you to do it that way. So today, our topic is on advice, decision, the will of God, wisdom, knowledge. And if anybody would like to say something, we have about almost 5 or 10 minutes. If anybody else would like to say something on advice, feel free. Just not from the scripture, but just from your personal life encounter. You may have had somebody that gave you good advice and that you followed the advice that they give you and saw that you came out way ahead than if you would have went with Bobo Sam Sausage Head or Robert Ull or Mary Lou. I'd love to hear from you all today. We have a few minutes before we close down our show for today. Hallelujah.
Apostle Lady, am I still on?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah, I never cut y'all off. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm just going to say this. When you were talking, I went to my favorite advisor, which is Paul, but I went to 2 Timothy because I was scrolling through looking for something, and I like what he advised Timothy about, and it's something we can all think about. He says, think over what I say. That's like you said, in the counseling. That's what the counseling part is for us. Think over what your counselor told you. For the Lord will give you understanding in everything. And that comes from the English-style version of the Bible. The New King James Version says, consider what I say. May the Lord give you understanding in all things. And I really love Paul. I really do, because he taught us so much. He's a great teacher. I love when he says, I'm happy in all circumstances. Basically, I'll paraphrase, whether I have or I have little or I have a lot, I'm happy and content in all circumstances. And that teaches us to be that way in our lives. And he is one of my great counselors that the Lord has in the Word, because that's basically what Paul did for me. He was my teacher.
Yeah.
I always said, I strive, I want to be like Paul.
That's right.
But that's just my thought. It's just listen him over what I say. Like you said, like I was saying earlier about you, you said, just think over what you asked me about, and then you go ask God.
Yes,
and
right.
And he'll give you the understanding that you need from it.
Yeah.
So thank you for this message. I pray that the Lord continue to strengthen you and that your body is healing. I don't know if you had your surgery, but I know that God is in whatever he's going to do, because he's got to get you up and running to continue to do the work that you do for him. All right?
All right. Thank you so much. No, I haven't had it yet. They just got the MRI yesterday. Praise the Lord. They was able to work me in. So I thank God on that. So I'll be keeping y'all abreast on what they decide to do. They'll probably let me know something next week. And I don't like surgeries, y'all, but this is one time that I say I'll go ahead and have that, because that's affecting my walking and moving and everything, driving and all.
Amen, amen.
So,
and you
lift it up
the God. Be on the move. Got to be on the move. All right. God
yes,
bless
got
you.
To be on the move for the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, I thank God for that, because I kept thinking, what can I talk about the last Saturday in January for the women? And I thought about why it's kind of God. We all are always making decisions. We going to God, are we making the right decision? Are we making the right move? Is it time for me to do this? Because everything has a time, a place, and a season. Lord, is this the season for me to do this? Is this a season for me to do that? And I'm seeking wise counseling myself. Well, I don't mind sharing it. I was supposed to go to the prison tomorrow. But I know what's going on with the lady. So God is saying, you got some other that you can get in a group that want to go and off this weekend, and they can go in your stead while you continue on healing. I say, thank you, God. So that's getting wise counsel. You're listening to what God is saying. And, you know, that's what we as women, a lot of women don't like to do that. They like to jump in relationships, all kind of thing, and they don't consult God. Just because he looked good, he looked like Billy Dee Williams or Luther Vandross and all that, that don't mean that's who is for you. And because they were doing such and such thing for somebody else, that don't mean that's for you. So we've got to seek God on every hand, even with our families, with our children, like I used earlier, with our jobs, with our ministry. We have to seek God, you all, because when that day comes, when the trumpet blow, and we have to give an account when he opened that book of life, where will it find us at? Will it find us always listening to what everyone else said, or are we listening to what he said and giving us wise counsel? So today, that was the broadcast advice. What should I do? Where should I go? And it's straight to the Lord, first of all, before you do anything. When you get up out of your bed, give God the praise and ask him, what would you have for me to do today? What's my assignment? I want to be able to complete the assignment you give me. Some is a short time, some a long time, some might be a lifetime. But God, you show me what it is that you would have. So I want to be in accord. And my other caller, would you like to say anything else before we leave the line today?
No, ma'am. It's been a great lesson, and I thank you so very much.
All right. Thank you, and I thank y'all for having. We have some other people that's on the line. They're just listening, but we give God the praise for them, too, because they probably heard something that have helped them along the way on making godly decisions, even at home. You know, a lot of times we want to get up. I just put myself there. I know I shouldn't be climbing on no ladders. I shouldn't do this. So I wait till my son is home where I need him to open something I can't open on a kind of problems with one of my hands. Or I need him to reach something I can't get. And I look at that step stool and I look up and see where that's at. And I can hear in my head saying, don't do it. Don't do it. So what I do, I wait till he come home. Because I don't want to fall and hurt something else or whatever. But see, that's listening to what God is saying. And a lot of people don't listen to God. They want to do everything just because they think they're big and bad to do it. It should do it. But no, listen, to wise counseling, and we won't go wrong. Well, I thank you all for coming on, listening. And whenever we do the women broadcast on the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday each month, feel free to come on, you all, because I can't do this without you all. Y'all may know something about the topic different than me, because I'm just like I read in that script. I'm not one that know it all. I'm seeking God every day. Every day I'm hearing something new to help me that I didn't even know while I was seeking the Lord in my prayer time. So today as we get ready to leave the air, but we don't leave God's presence. And I always tell you all, for the almost 16 years, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Thank you for coming on the broadcast today. Thank you for sharing on the broadcast today. Because someone else is going to listen to this broadcast later on in the archive, and you don't know who you might help with words of wisdom that God have given to you on advice. So as I say, be blessed. Have a wonderful day. Today is the Sabbath. Enjoy the rest of your day. And keep God first in your life everywhere you go. And until Wednesday, when we'll be on with our Blog Talk program, and again, in the new month of February, we would like to see you all back on the air on the second Saturday of February and the fourth Saturday of February. And I think that because it's a short month, so I have to double-check my calendar and see if it falls on that Saturday. But you all be blessed. I love each and every one of you. And tell somebody else today on some advice somebody may ask you. Tell them to seek God. Whatever they do, seek God first. Don't run out half-cocked. Seek the Lord on whatever the situation that may come up in their life. So until next time, be blessed. I love each and every one of you. Bye-bye.